I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Israeli military spokesman warns that Hamas leaders are dead men walking as ground troops advance to the heart of Gaza City. Thousands of Palestinians are fleeing northern Gaza, the UN reports, as Israeli ground and air campaigns intensify. Co-founder Tom Doyle says Uncharted Ministries partners with and supports Christian leaders on both sides. Please pray that people will turn to Jesus for lasting hope instead of a political solution.
What we're seeing has been shocking to the world, but I think we have a different worldview as the church. There's a deeper problem, and it's the sin problem. And until people are pulled out of that and transformed by Christ, there's not going to really be the change that we're hoping for.
And a nonprofit board typically oversees an organization's strategy, finances, and operations. A recent trip to Uganda introduced Wycliffe USA board members to the Bible translators they support. Board Chair Lindsay Olsberg.
Boards are functioning at a pretty high vision level, so we've heard about the different processes before, but to see them face-to-face and see who the end user is, work to really strengthen our confidence in the quality of the translations.
The story continues at missionnews.org.
Myself and the rest of the board came away with great confidence that project funding is having the desired effects, both in terms of scripture being translated in a way that's accurate and natural, but that also churches are being built up in the process.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.